But we're going to talk about that in a little while. Since we're on the Cook for Show, let me take it back. 5926 South. South. My bad. South. I mean, Central. Listen, let me tell y'all something. It's a running, it's a saying that we have as cooks. When we were coming up, different things happened. We'll say, you know, my mama is at 5926 South Ridge. My daddy is at. So if you came at us wrong, baby, you're going to get all four of those numbers. 5926. Means something to us. You know, I'm going to keep the show going. I'm going to play a little bit by, I guess we can play. We haven't played music in a minute, so let's play a little bit of Billy Cook, so iconic, Have It Your Way, right here on 5926 Central.
Hey, baby. It's time. Let me take your coat off. Let me ease your mind. Hey, baby, it's time. Let me take your coat off.
Yeah.
welcome, welcome. Listen, you are on the line with none other than Zam and Queenie with another awesome show for you. How you doing, Zam? What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Made it to work.
Tell us about your weekend.
Marcel Casanova was in town this weekend. I just went by to see him real quick while he was in. Him and my niece and nephew. We really didn't much do anything. I think Friday, when I got off work, it was really nice here, so we went to my daughter's house so we could see the grandkids. So we set up our folding chairs on the sidewalk, and they came out on the patio, and we hung out with them a little bit. But that was the gist of my weekend. Sunday was real stressful. I had to do some video recordings and yeah, that was kind of stressful. But other than that, you know, everything was good. Everything is good. Everybody's good. It's just good all the way around.
Yeah, you know, my weekend was pretty cool. You know, pretty all right, laid back. Had a good time at church Sunday. You know, God is blessing me with members, so that's a wonderful thing.
Oh yeah,
and I mean, it's a pretty regular but nice weekend. Oh Lord, man, I'm so excited about what is coming up. Okay, I'm excited about not just what's coming up on the agenda, but the things that are going to blossom from it. I'm excited about it all. And we'll talk about it right now. Because, listen, we said it on the last show, and I'm not saying I'm a prophet or anything, but I told y'all to get y'all tickets. I'm just saying, I told y'all that the Southern Love Experience, there I said it, was coming. And I told y'all, listen, I'm not saying that it's that you don't still have an opportunity. All I'm saying is stop being a procrastinator. Since we've been announcing it, y'all done had about 3-4 paychecks, right? And some of y'all done got stimulated, okay? You got stimulated. You got a bunch of kids, so you got stimulated real nicely. Okay, all I'm saying is you can afford a $20 ticket. Ain't it $20? I just want to make it.
Yeah, it's $20 pre-sale and $25 at the door. Now, that's contingent on if there are any tickets left after the pre-sale.
Oh my God. Oh my Lord. Listen, y'all. Some of y'all are saying I got time, but listen. All I want to say is, you're paying $20 for something that should be over $100 per ticket. Let me tell you why. Okay. We have some award-winning, I'm trying to just contain my excitement. Some award-winning artists going to be going to be in the building, not just performing, but it's going to be some other folk in the building that you listen, I'm trying to help you. I always say that, let me help you. I'm trying to help you. I try to help people. I try to just be as helpful as I can. We got Marcel Casanova. I'm going to tell you one more time. Feel Good Music on YouTube. All you do is put Marcel Casanova or Feel Good Music, Southern Love. All that, you'll find him. He is everywhere. You want to be, all I'm going to say. Then we have, I'm so overwhelmed. Then we have Billy Cook, so I, listen, Mr. so iconic. Fat Pat, I don't know all these people. I do know Fat. Okay, Fat Pat, Zero. I can name them all. All I'm going to say is he's going to be in the bill. We, listen, when them, I'm so excited about what you put together. I don't even, listen, she put together such a package that you ought to jump, leap for a $20 ticket to this. I mean, come on, for real, for real. Get your ticket. All right, go ahead, Zan, talk to her. I'm trying to help people. People don't like to listen.
Yeah. Now let's be clear. Now, Fat and Zero are not going to be there. We're just saying those
okay.
are some of the artists Billy Cook has worked. Or I'm sorry,
Thank
Mr.
You.
So
Thank
Iconic
you.
Has worked
uh-huh.
with.
That's why right.
it's the Southern experience. It's going to be laid back. It's going to be R&B. It's going to
mm-hmm.
be some of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to build it.
Mm.
Not only do we have these award-winning artists who are going to be performing, but we will also have items that we are raffling off that, like Queenie said, they are really worth well over $100 per ticket. So it would behoove you,
well,
you know,
like
we, everybody, you know, with COVID and, you know,
mm-hmm.
been skirting around everything,
mm-hmm.
all we ask is that when you come, make sure you're not sick. And bring your mask. Wear your mask. And we will have a great time. We promise.
Listen, I want to add something to you. Bring your mask and wear it. Now, I want to go over some proper ways to wear a mask. Now, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but when your mask go on, listen, it has to cover your nose. Yeah, all of you with this mask down under your nose, you know, I'm talking to you. Don't come in there like that. Don't do it. Don't come in with your mask under your chin. Talking about I was about to put it on. Okay? Don't do that. Those of you that don't like to wash your hands when you go to the restroom, wear gloves. That's all I'm going to say. I want you to wear gloves. I want you to bring two pairs. I want you to bring one for before you go in the restroom. I want you to bring one for when you come out. All right? That's all I'm saying. Wear gloves. If you know that you are that person, you know you're that person. Nobody will think anything of it. Get some black ones. They got black gloves now. I'm just saying. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Put your mask over your nose and your mouth and don't have no opening. That's how they said it. I heard it on radio today. That's what they said. I'll cover the whole nose for you. They love to tuck it under your nose. No. I can't be at the door to do mask inspection either. I'm just trusting that you grown people. Because it's over 25. You're talking about grown people. Real grown. And I don't know why I'm feeling this urge, Zam, to just say this once again. Do not bring your kids and leave them in the car.
That's a negative.
Yeah. Don't bring the kids.
Please.
Don't be. Listen. Some of y'all ain't been to the club in a long time. You ain't been to the bar, whatever. So you figure, you know, hey, I'll just feed them in the car. We're not gonna do that. You're gonna get in trouble. That's all I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna say I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna say you're gonna get in trouble. That's all I'm going to say. Leave them kids at home. All right. Whew. Yeah, that was a lot. Now, let's talk
now,
about.
The door opens at night at 7 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
the event starts at 8.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much in store for y'all. Y'all just don't understand, and you won't get the gist of it unless you are in the building. We had, oh my gosh, we've had quite a few ticket sales, and in the past week, they've been moving a little bit faster. So we cannot express enough that you need to get your tickets ASAP. And in order to do that, like I said, the tickets are $20 pre-sale. And if you want to get those pre-sale, then you can send your payment via Cash App to $ Shazam 382. That's Shazam 382, along with your name. And that way I can put your name on the tickets that you purchased, and they will be ready for you when you get there that night. Now, with that being said, we do understand that there are some people who are still leery about getting out and about and everything. Now, even though the venue is capable of doing full capacity, we are not doing full capacity. We will be doing 3/4 capacity, so we won't have a completely full house. And for those of you who still are not convinced that you really want to get out in that environment, we also hope, and hopefully by next week, we'll be able to let you know for sure. We're also looking into doing a live viewing, and payments will be done the same via Cash App. And then you will be sent the link to actually watch the show. So we're trying to accommodate everybody. But in doing so, if you do plan on coming out, you need to get your tickets ASAP.
Yeah. Yeah. ASAP. Oh, let me tell you what ASAP means. As soon. Oh, man, let's see. I wanted to figure out a topic to talk about tonight. I had it in my head, and I can't remember it right now. I really, really can't. I can't. I don't know if we talked about it on the last show. If I did, just say we talked about that already. Did we talk about Meghan Markle?
No.
Okay.
Talking about the interview with Oprah.
Yeah. I'm talking about some other stuff surrounding it that I want to talk about. Not so much the interview, but it's a question I want to ask. It's a question I wanted to ask because I don't know the royals. I don't know. But it's one thing that comes up that I think people don't understand is, for example, people are talking about the royals being racist, right? And the way people are talking about it is like they can't believe it. And in my head, I'm saying that you had to know something. You know, you cannot exclude people from bigotry. That's the way I feel. And what she's going through, you know, I think, you know, even royals, some people set themselves higher than others, and the world helped them to feel that way. You get what I'm saying? And then when they find out that it's some stains and blemishes, all of a sudden, everybody, the royal family is sacred, and that should be private. And what they got? No. Oh, I think that It was time for people to really just face what's really going on with that. I'm not talking about the person. Now, that racism, we had to know. You know, they tried to say she was a bully or whatever. Then guess what? She just came out and told everybody what was really going on. Who was really being bullied? What you think about it, Zan?
Well,
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. What?
I think that humans are human.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, they all have different thoughts. They all have different feelings. They on different subjects and different things. They were all brought up differently. The same is across the board, you know, whether they're royal or whether they're just a regular family in South Park just trying to make it every day. Everybody's the same, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Everybody has their own opinions and they all think differently and they, you know. So one thing that when you have someone who comes into a certain, I don't know how to put it, a certain, what do you call it? Like they're royal. You know, that's a complete, it's not like they are rich people. They are
royal.
So whenever you go into something like that, you have to, and you're a commoner, number one, and then you're an African-American commoner on top of that, you know, you have to expect something.
Yeah, going to be
you have to expect the
obvious. <I'll be sugar. laughs>
Okay? You have to expect the obvious.
Yeah.
It's just, as far as the whole situation goes, she had to know that there was going to be issues when she married into the family.
Exactly.
Because everybody's not her husband. You know, they're just family.
Exactly.
You know, your husband loves you regardless of everything. But, his love is unconditional. But that family, you know, they're conditioned.
So
and
I
you are not the right class.
Mm-hmm.
You are not the right race. You do not fit for them.
Right.
So
for
you
them,
have to know you know, and I can't be mad at the royals, you know, that's just, they've done that for hundreds of years and it has not been, they've not wavered from it and now he has wavered from it and the royals are upset.
They hot as fish grease.
They don't.
Yes,
they don't have to. They don't have to accept her in private, you know, and they do what they do, you know, in front of the camera for the world to see. But in private, you know, it is what it is. So you, honestly,
so,
you can't be mad.
Do you think? What? Okay. Because that's a crazy question. Some people. Okay. The husband stood up for his wife. He did. He went with his wife. Okay, that's one. I think that's noble, very noble. Do you think it's ever right? Let me just talk about the baby before I get that question out because I can't quite get it out. They were trying to watch to see what skin tone the baby was going to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throw this out here, and black folk going to be mad at me, but a lot of times in our own culture, we do that, you know?
Yeah.
I've heard of black men that say they'll never marry a black woman because they want a light-skinned baby.
Yeah.
And, I think that it's crazy how we could just get so mad at white people or people that are not African American that has so much bigotry going on with them when we are in our own race towards each other. I know somebody mad, but let's be real about it. You know, I had I went through a time period where I was married to a guy that was a flaming sack of, I can't cuss, but his mom was black as the pavement on the street. and he was black as the pavement on the street. But his mother wanted him to marry a light-skinned girl so she could get some light-skinned children. So I just thought that was so sad, you know, among other things that made her a sad person. But I just thought that was so sad that you could, that within our own culture, we won't stand up and talk about that racism that we got going on. But we love to get into worldviews when it comes to talking about racism. Oh, he's a racist. Oh, he's a, you know, he's a this. But
yeah.
I think that self-love and loving black culture should start with us. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I could think of, you know, when it came to that. Because I'm serious. I was sitting there looking at them like, man, you know. I mean, I remember when I was in junior high in Dallas. Was it junior high, elementary? I don't know. And this little white girl called me a nigger, you know. And I, of course, I cut her, and I ended up expelled.
Yeah,
she got me. She got me when I got home. But that's not my point. My point is, race. I just think people shouldn't be so surprised about it. You know, I don't even understand why it's such a big debate and why. Not saying that is that I don't feel for Megan. I'm just saying, you know, racism, she's going through, yes, she is, right? But they choked George Floyd in the middle. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to compare it to, and I don't, you know, we get a whole Oprah interview on that. Oh, they're treating you bad at the, I'm not saying I don't, hey, Megan, I'm sorry. But I'm saying we got people dying because they black. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I'm watching people having just going crazy over this whole Tyler Perry put up and put Megan and what's his name? I don't even know his name. So, anyway, put both of them up in his house. I'm happy for them. But I'm saying, come on, we need to be. We done forgot about the people that died, you know, the people that got murdered. You know, we move on from that stuff like it ain't nothing, you know.
Yeah, it's whatever's making the headlines.
Yeah.
It's making
that's
the headlines.
Yeah. That's why I was like, wow, oh, my God. She moved out the – they got rejected, so they got to live with Tyler Perry. I mean, what is that? Like it was a shelter or something. You know, like they had to live in a shelter or something. No, they didn't. They went right over the – oh, God. I'm through with that. Okay. Oh, my God. All right, Sam, what you got to talk about? What's in the news? What really got
– hopefully on our next show we'll have some of the, at least one of the vendors who's going to be at the event. And by vendors, I say what makes this event so special is the fact that it's family-oriented. And by family-oriented, I mean that our family is very talented. We have a very diverse diversely talented family. So we have entertainers, we have artists, and not just the artists, entertainers, we also have artists, you know, those who paint and draw and create art. We have a novelist, we have a chef, you know, we have those who do woodwork. We have, and we even have our mom in the groove, you know, and she does her specialty puzzles. So, I mean, all of those talents will be showcased at this event in the raffles that we'll be doing. So hopefully on the next show we'll be able to have at least one, hopefully two of those family members or vendors at the on the show, so they can talk about their craft and what it is they actually do. And we actually have had one on the show before, Victoria. Victoria, mm-hmm. She was on here. And the name of her book was Twisted. What was it? Twisted.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I have a copy. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I have a copy.
Let's see.
Twisted Wisdom.
Yeah.
Twisted Wisdom. Yeah, by Victoria Fall Scott. And we have Chef William Webster, who will be raffling off some of his wares there as well. So, we're going to try and get some more of them on the show just so y'all can share their story and see how they came to be the talents that they are.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone who comes to the event will have a chance to win something from one of these vendors. And they are prizes that you will not forget. You know, every time you get them, you'll think about, you know, this family and what we have going and wanting to see more of us.
Mm.
And that's how we hope to see the event.
This is going to be awesome. I want to talk a little bit about the other artist, which is Essence of Soul and the Right Touch Band.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening in on the practice on the video you shared. And see,
mm-hmm.
I have a history with the Right Touch Band, and I used to go
uh-huh.
to their performances and video. And when I tell you, from the drums to the keyboard to the singers, I mean the lead singers, the vocalists, I'm telling you, it is a live band is always, well, if it's a good live band, is always a joy, you know.
Yep.
I'm telling you,
because,
you know, our brother Josh was on the show when
mm-hmm.
we first started, and so he's a drummer, so y'all, let me tell y'all something. When I say, he probably close his eyes and go ahead and do what he got to do, you know, but wonderful sound, it's beautiful, it's going to be beautiful. The music, I love jazz. I'm one of the people who love jazz, love, you know, singing, you know, all that. So I know I'm ready. But
yeah.
I haven't had the opportunity to hear Essence of Soul. So
the Essence of Soul is a local, they are local artists. And one of them happens to be our sister, Cassandra Jane, and the other part of Tam Dickerson. And they've been friends for a while, and they have been working together for years. And when they sing, it's like they're one. So it's a class act from beginning to end, and you don't want to miss the show.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot stress mm-hmm. enough that you need to get your ticket ASAP.
ASAP. Yeah, you got to tell them what it means. Because some people, let's be honest, some people don't know what these, come on, for real. I mean, when I first got on social media and people were putting, what is it, L-M-O. I was just like, oh, okay, well, whatever that is, you know. I didn't know what it was.
Don't see it.
I had to take class with my children to help me understand what was happening. But anyway, so it's always good to let you know and make it plain. April the 10th, people. April the 10th. Okay, Texarkana. Sam, you got no. Never mind about the address.
It's 84 Phase 2 Bar and Grill in Texarkana, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. We're not going to give you the address because you don't have a ticket. I'm just saying. I don't have a ticket. But listen, go on the Cook for Show page. The Cook for Show page is on Facebook. In the future, we're going to have a Instagram, and we're going to have a Twitter. We'll be posting things that's coming up, and we'll be working on our YouTube channel as well. We're going to listen because we want to keep you informed about different things that's going on. But this is one that you don't want to miss. Sam, you want to go ahead and sign off?
Yes. We want to thank all of you for showing up tonight. We really do appreciate it. And we look forward to this Monday night thing that we have going. I just want to encourage everybody, for the people that you love, hug them and let them know you love them. And then also realize that the little things that matter so much that you just think, that you just wish they would change, that they would just stop, that, you know, it's just so important and detrimental to your relationship that if they don't change it, it's done. Trust me, it's not that important.
That's right.
People that love you, and stay true to yourself.
That's right. Stay true to yourself, my God. And accept yourself. Stop looking for other people to accept you, man, and accept and love yourself. Boom. That's enough for me. I want you to, again, reiterate, thank you all for joining us on the show. Thank all the callers for calling in. Please share the show. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/mygospelsoul. Look down the page and you will find us, 5926 Central. Share it with somebody. Why? Because you love us. I hope you do, because we love you too. All right? We'll talk to you next Monday. Oh, yeah, get your ticket.
God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done.